Well, we've just had a knock at the door and Judy has just arrived with the biggest bag of pork you could possibly imagine. And I can see here already there's a shoulder here and there's sausages in there as well. There's a trotter. And is that the kidney?
Could be, yeah. Looks like it.
And this pig has been born and raised in the village where I live. Can you tell me what kind of breed is
saddleback.
It?
It's a saddleback.
And what is saddleback is an old English breed, is it?
Yes.
And how many pigs do you normally rear?
3 or 4 at a time.
And do you get fond of them?
Try not to.
I can imagine actually if you're going to eat them. So whereabouts has this been butchered?
It's been to Joseph Morris at South Kilworth.
Right, that's where our lambs go as well. So now, which bits? We're talking about the fat on here. You said on the phone the butcher said it was quite fatty, but I think for a home-reared pig, it's not bad at all.
Well, I don't think so. But then people have their own tastes.
And is that typical of a home-reared pig to you?
It is for the ones that we do. We're very careful how we fed them. Not too much cereal, a lot of vegetable waste, but nevertheless, they've still made some fat.
I've got my little girl running around here with something in her hand, is playing some music. I'm very sorry. I'm going to throw the children out. So what do you feed? What do they feed on in the main?
They have cereal waste and vegetable waste, I suppose you'd call it, that we get from the greengrocer.
Oh, from Mr. Troops. So Stephen brings that down, does he?
We go and fetch it.
Oh, right, fair enough. No, that's fully appreciated. He's quite busy. Well, that's absolutely fabulous. Thank you very, very much. And this is going, of course, for the first pop-up restaurant. We're aiming to have all the food within a very small square radius of where we're going to eat. And to have this is just fantastic news, and I'm really, really pleased. Thank you very much for bringing it over.
Pleasure.